Hi, Lucy. Nice day.
Marvellous. I nearly killed my best-selling author.
What's the problem?
She's not happy with the picture on the dust jacket of the new book.
Why not?
She says it makes her look a bit like Anne Widdecombe.
She does look a bit like Anne Widdecombe.
Yes, and she's been blaming me for it. I've been blaming the designer's been blaming the photographer, and presumably the photographer's been blaming God.
So what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. This weekend, I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it. In fact, I'm not going to do anything for the next 48 hours, except have a beer, and when I've had that beer, I'm going to have another beer, and then I'm going to... What's this?
What's what?
This note on the fridge.
Have a beer!
Dinner tonight, Peter and Alison.
Yeah, I was just about to tell you.
This doesn't mean what I think it means, does it?
Do you know what? I think I'll have a beer with you.
Daniel.
She phoned.
And you answered the phone?
Yes, she tricked me. I thought it was Andy.
Why did you think it was Andy?
Because ever since Katie got pregnant, all Andy does is call me about going out for beers and a curry. He wants to go out every night at the moment.
Why?
Oh, maybe he thinks that living in a constant state of chronic indigestion will be a good way of empathising with his pregnant wife.
Or Dan, we agreed. This weekend was going to be for us. I really need it. I wanted to get in pizza and a video and then go snogging on the back row of the sofa.
I know.
Why didn't you just say we're busy?
I never got the chance to. You know what Alison's like.
You could have told her that we'd come down with malaria or something.
But we haven't.
Well, if you'd given me a bit more notice, I could have arranged it. I'm in the company booper scheme. She would have could have infected us with something.
You're not making this any easier.
Oh, dead right. I want to give you a really hard time about it. What are the want?